Let's come to the Word of God this morning, and we're in 1 Samuel chapter 7, please. 1 Samuel chapter 7. Thank Alan again for his kind words of welcome. It's lovely to be here today, and we do trust the Lord will bless our coming together. And it's really lovely to be here today because you've got no snow. Refraining this morning, they had a cancel Sunday school and Bible class because of the snow, but thankfully the meetings are okay, and they said the roads were beginning to clear. So you thank the Lord this morning that you have no heavy snow here in Lurgan. I happened to be in Tyrone last night, so I had no snow either. So I couldn't believe it this morning when I got the text message of the snow in Rathfriday. 1 Samuel chapter 7, and we'll read from verse number 11, please. 1 Samuel chapter 7, and reading from verse number 11. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until he came under Beth-Kar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." So the Philistines were subdued. They came no more into the coast of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. And the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel from Ekron unto Gath. And the coast thereof did Israel deliver out of the hands of the Philistines. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And he went from year to year in circuit to Bethel and Gilgal and Mizpah, and judged Israel in all those places. And his return was to Ramah, for there was his house, and there he judged Israel, and there he built an altar unto the Lord. And we do trust the Lord will bless the reading of his own precious, inerrant, and infallible word to our hearts here this morning. In most towns in our land, you'll find memorials. You'll find memorials to the victims of World War I and World War II. Sometimes in our churches, we have the same thing. Often in halls, in Orange Halls especially, you'll find little plaques for members of security forces that lost their lives during the Troubles. And so we're no strangers in our land to memorials. In our reading this morning in 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12, Samuel raises up a memorial stone. It says, Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." This memorial stone, if you like, was raised as a matter of thanksgiving. Israel had just won a great victory. We've read some details this morning. The Philistines had been defeated. The Amorites, when they saw what happened to the Philistines, they too sought peace with Israel. And God had really blessed them. And so Samuel wanted to raise up this stone as thanksgiving unto God. It's good that he did it promptly. It's good to come and it's good to thank the Lord, and it's good to do it as quickly as possible. I wonder if you have anything to thank the Lord for this morning. I wonder, even in your morning devotions, have you taken time to thank the Lord for his goodness to you? There was the promptness of his thanksgiving. There was the place of thanksgiving. We know it was Ebenezer. If you were to go back to 1 Samuel chapter 4, you read there that Israel suffered a heavy defeat. And we're told in verse number 1, it was in a place called Ebenezer. Now, if that's the same place, it means that God had turned things completely around. Has the Lord ever turned things around for you? Have you ever found yourself in trouble, in difficulty, in dire needs, in desperation, and yet the Lord stepped in and the Lord turned things around? I wonder, do you need to raise up your Ebenezer this morning? Not only was it a prompt thanksgiving and a place of thanksgiving, but indeed it would be a perpetual thanksgiving. There, that stone would ever remind the people that they need to give thanks unto the Lord. It was the Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians that tells us in everything to give thanks. Not for everything. We have to be honest, there are things that we would find it difficult to thank anyone for, and even to thank the Lord for. But in everything, even in difficulties, even in trials, we discover that we are able to thank the Lord because of his steadfastness and because of his faithfulness. I want to look at this passage this morning, and I want to think especially of raising our Ebenezer this morning. But let me do a little review first of all. Glance up the chapter to verse number 2. Here's the people of God. They had known defeat. They had been away from the Lord. And look what happens in verse number 2. It came to pass while the ark abode in Kirjath-Jearim that the time was long. For it was 20 years and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. For 20 years they seemed to be happy to be away from the Lord. For 20 years they lived in bondage. For 20 years they lived in fear of the Philistines or whatever enemy seemed to be raised up. They seemed to be powerless. They seemed to be living a life of defeat, but now they're lamenting after the Lord. How long has it been? How long has it been from you really sought the Lord and really desired that closer walk with Him? You see the lamentation. Then you see the confession, verse 5 and 6. And Samuel said, "Gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Lord." And they gathered together to Mizpah and drew water and poured it out before the Lord and fasted on that day and said, "We have sinned against the Lord." Now they're getting somewhere. They have a real desire to go on with the Lord. They're fed up with defeat. They're fed up being losers. They want to know victory. They want to know the help of the Lord. They want to know the joy of the Lord and the blessing of the Lord. And there's a lamentation for it, but here comes the confession. "Lord, we have sinned." Do you need to come to the Lord confessing this morning? Are you fed up with sin? Have you realized that you cannot sin and win as a child of God this morning? And here the people of God are coming together. And you see the lamentation, you see the confession, then you see the expectation. Look at verse 7 and 8. "And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, and the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel, and when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid." And here fear grips their heart. But how do they respond in verse 8? "And the children of Israel said to Samuel, 'Cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines.'" See, back in chapter 4, you know, they had the ark, and they thought if they had the ark, they needed nothing else. They treated it like superstition, and they were roundly defeated. But it's different now. You see, they're coming to Samuel, and they want Samuel to cry unto the Lord that the Lord would save them. Do you know what they've realized? That they need the help of God. That they cannot do it themselves. Have you got to that place yet? Have you been trying to battle through it on your own? Have you been trying to make your own way through the mess, the difficulty, the muddle, whatever it is for you this morning? Have you been able to try to handle whatever the burden is that you're carrying this morning? And you need to come this morning and realize that you need the help of the Lord. Do you see where the children of the Lord are coming to this morning? Then you see the vindication in verse 9. "Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it for a burnt offering wholly unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him." God hears the cry of his servant. What a change from chapter 4. What a change from the defeat and the despondency and the discouragement. And they just seem to go along with it and accept nothing as normal. Accept defeat as the norm for a child of God. They're lamenting after the Lord. They're now depending on the Lord. They're crying unto the Lord. And the Lord hears them. And look what happens in verse number 10. "And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord..." And God steps in and thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. God steps in. Isn't that what we want? Don't we want God to step into the situation? Are we not fed up seeing what man can do? Are we not fed up seeing what we can do? Don't we just want to see what God can do? And God steps in a wonderful and indeed a miraculous way. But you know, that doesn't mean that they sat in their hands. That doesn't mean that they sat back and let God do everything for them. Look at verse number 11. You see the inspiration. "And the men of Israel went out to Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came unto Beth Kar. They were inspired to get out and do something for the Lord. And so they step out, and rather than being cowards, rather than being defeated, rather than being fearful of the enemy, they now step out and stand up for the Lord. Do you see the review? Do you see where God's people are now? What a change. We see the review this morning. Let me say something about an overview this morning as we look at this victory just for a few moments. Look how complete it was in verse 13. So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more onto the coast of Israel, and the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the day of Samuel. Now, the Philistines didn't disappear completely, but here they are defeated. Roundly defeated. That nation that had plagued them for year after year after year, and now they've had the victory over them. What has been that thorn in your flesh? What has been that thing in your life that has held you back, that has hampered you from being what God wants you to be? You see, the Philistines are dealt with here. As I said already, you see in verse number 14 that the Amorites see what God's people are doing, and they too seek for peace with the children of Israel. You see, it's complete. You see something continuing from verse 15 to 17. I just want to say something in passing. You see how Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life, and he goes on a journey from Bethel to Gilgal and to Mizpah. And then eventually in verse 17, we find him coming home, and it says his return was to Ramah. For there was his house, and there he judged Israel, and there he built an altar unto the Lord. Is this really where you have to come to this morning? Has the altar of the Lord broken down in your home? Was there a time when you had that altar? When even in your home you gathered, perhaps with your little family, and you opened the Word of God and you prayed with them. But through time it seems to have disappeared. And like Elijah of old, you need to repair the altar that is broken down. You see the review this morning. You see the overview this morning. Then I want to have a view this morning as we think of this stone that Samuel sets up. Look at verse number 12 again. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." Have you come to this assembly this morning with no thought of raising your Ebenezer? Maybe you're sitting this morning thinking, "I don't have much to be thankful for this morning." C.H. Spurgeon said of this text of Scripture, "Have you had no deliverances? Have you passed through no rivers supported by the divine presence? Have you walked through no fires unharmed? Have you not been saved in six troubles, yea, in seven? Hath not Jehovah helped you? Have you had no manifestations that God, the God that spoke to Abraham at Mamre, has he never spoken to you? The angel that wrestled with Jacob at Peniel, has he never wrestled with you? He that stood in the fiery furnace with the three holy children, has he never trodden the coals at your side? Have you had no choice favors? The God that gives Solomon the desire of his heart, has he never listened to you? Has he never answered your requests? Have you never been made to lie down in green pastures? Have you never been led by the still waters? Have you no reason this morning to raise up your Ebenezer and say, 'Hitherto hath the Lord helped us'?" You know, as we think of this text of Scripture this morning, we can look at some characters in Scripture, and surely they could have raised their Ebenezer. We could look at Noah as he steps out of the ark with his little family saved, and he builds that altar. Couldn't Noah have raised up his Ebenezer and said, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us"? Could we not look at Abraham and how Abraham had stepped up on the mountain with his son, expecting to sacrifice his son, and yet the Lord stepped in, and Abraham says, "Jehovah Jireh, the Lord has seen and has provided the need." Couldn't Abraham have raised up his Ebenezer? Couldn't Jacob have raised up his Ebenezer as he had that pillow, that stone for a pillow when he first came to Bethel? Couldn't Joshua have raised up his Ebenezer as he set the 12 stones on the bank of the River Jordan that was rolled back so that the people of God could pass through unharmed? Couldn't you raise up your Ebenezer this morning, we could look at some characters. But I want to think of the church this morning, and you and I this morning. Have we any reason this morning to say, hitherto hath the Lord helped us? Could we not look at the matter of salvation this morning? The psalmist said in Psalm 40 verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He hath put a new song into my mouth, even praise unto our God, and many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Were you not in the pit of sin? Were you not going down and down and down, further and further and further away from the Lord? Did He not step into your life? Did He not save you by His matchless grace? Did He not set your feet upon a rock and put that new song into your mouth? Look at verse number 12. Do you see where Samuel puts this Ebenezer? And Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen. Mizpah means watchtower. It's the place where you see the enemy approaching. See Shen, it means crag or a rock or a rock face. And you could see where the enemy wanted to drive you over the edge, drive you over the cliff. And you can see the enemy coming. You can see where the enemy wanted to push you. But you see, because of Christ and because of Calvary, there's now no danger to your soul. You see, the enemy can't touch you now, because you're saved by His matchless grace. He says, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. You'll never see the flames of hell. You'll never perish. Can you not raise up your Ebenezer this morning? As we even think of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us this morning in saving our precious souls, and say, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Not only in the matter of salvation, but I've said in the matter of shaking. And what do I mean by that? You'll remember Elijah on Mount Carmel, how he had faith and absolutely no fear. Have you ever had that experience where you've had faith and no fear? Then remember what happened afterwards. You remember what Jezebel said? Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, 1 Kings 19 verse 2, saying, so let the gods do to me more also, if I make not thy life as one of them tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. Remember how he had faith and no fear. Now he has fear and no faith. Have you ever been there? Has there ever been times when you've absolutely been terrified? And your life has been controlled by fear? Elijah was so fearful, he went a day's journey into the wilderness, came and sat down under a juniper tree, requested for himself that he might die. He said, it's enough now, O Lord, take away my life. The man who had faith and no fear has now so much fear and no faith, he doesn't even want to live. And yet God stepped in. And the angel of the Lord came and touched him, and met him at the very point of his need. And Elijah was raised up and recommissioned, and continued to work from the Lord. And Elijah surely could raise up his Ebenezer. Can you this morning? Has there been that time in your life when you've been so filled with fear, and God has stepped in and God has turn things around and God has blessed you, and you need to raise up your Ebenezer and say, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. When it comes to salvation, when it comes to shaking, when it comes to suffering, has there been times of physical suffering? Have you known the pain of bereavement? You know what it is to stand and weep uncontrollably, brokenhearted? Because one of the most dearest people in your lives has been taken from you. No one else can even get close to understand what you're going through. When it comes to sickness, when it comes to bereavement, when it comes to financial difficulties, when it comes to mental anguish, when it comes to spiritual doubts, have you been driven into the wilderness of despair? Like the bride in Song of Solomon, we read, who is this that cometh up out of the wilderness, leaning upon our beloved? Has there not been that time when you've discovered that the Lord and the Lord alone is the one that has helped you. And you've come up out of the wilderness leaning on the Beloved. And you can raise your Ebenezer this morning and say, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped me." When it comes to salvation, when it comes to shaking, when it comes to suffering, when it comes to serving, those of you who serve the Lord in any capacity, whether it's the little ones, the middle aged, the older ones, whether it's men, women, youth, whatever it happens to be, you know what it is when you serve the Lord in any capacity. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Do you remember what Paul said in 2 Timothy 4, verse 16? At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not lay to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Paul had his head in the mouth of the lion. He could smell the breath of the devil. Such was the attack of the enemy. Nevertheless, the Lord stood with me and delivered me. Have you had that experience? Have you had that when you're at the cold face? When you're in the midst of the battle and you're seeking to serve the Lord and all hell seems to come against you? And yet God has stepped in. And the Lord has delivered you. And the Lord has encouraged you. And the Lord has refocused you. And you can raise up your Ebenezer this morning and say, "Hitherto has the Lord helped me." Has there been that time in your life where you have slidden? Like the two on the road to Emmaus, remember, they were going away from where the Lord wanted them to be. They had given up on Jesus Christ, He's dead. They were sad, they were dejected, they were disappointed, they turned their back on the people of God, they turned their back on the work of God, and they were heading home. They were through with it, they'd thrown in the towel, they'd given up on Jesus. And yet the Lord Himself drew near to them. Do you remember how He was known? He was known of them in the breaking of bread. It says they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem. You know, God stepped in and God turned them around and sent them in the right direction. Couldn't the two on the road to Emmaus raise up their Ebenezer and say, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us"? Have you ever been there? Have you ever been there? Have you been that person that's been walking away from the Lord? You know, when it comes to salvation, when it comes to shaking, when it comes to suffering, when it comes to serving, when it comes to sliding, when it comes to supplication, Samuel prayed and the Lord heard his prayer. Surely you know what it is to have answered prayer. Surely you know what it is to cry unto the Lord when nothing seems to be working, when all hope is gone and you've come and you just spread it before the Lord like Hezekiah. Hezekiah didn't dread it. He spread it and just spread it before the Lord. And the Lord heard and the Lord answered his prayer. Have you not had that experience? Can you not raise your Ebenezer this morning and say, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us"? Can you not raise your Ebenezer when it comes to Scripture this morning? Do you remember Abraham and Sarah were told they were going to have a child in their 90s? It was impossible. It was improbable, impossible. It just didn't seem it was ever going to happen. And yet God honored His word and honored His promise. Have you had that experience? When God has given you a word. When it seemed that everything was against what God said to you. When it seemed that circumstances were saying, you can't trust God. You can't believe His promise. And yet, you held on to the word of God, held on to the promise of God, and God, as He always is faithful. God honored His word. And you can raise up your Ebenezer this morning and say, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." Has that been your experience this morning? You know, when it comes to the Savior this morning, in verse number 9 we read that Samuel took a suckling lamb, and you know when they began to offer the lamb, even as the smoke was raising up, in verse number 10, as he was offering up, God stepped in. In verse number 11, the men of Israel went out to Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came to Beth Kar. Beth Kar means the house of the lamb. It was the lamb the whole way through. Surely this morning, if you only think about the Lamb of God this morning, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, as you think of anything good, anything blessed, anything that's encouraging, anything in your life at all, surely it's only because of the Lamb of God this morning. I believe we have so many reasons this morning to raise our Ebenezer and say, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. You see the review this morning. You see the overview this morning. You see the view this morning. And then I want to talk about a preview very quickly and finally this morning. Look at verse number 12 again. And Samuel took a stone and set up between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. You know, I've always thought about this verse and thought it's wonderful to climb up on the stone and to take a look back. And some of the things I've mentioned, salvation and sliding and shaking and serving and suffering and how often the Lord has helped us, and we can stand on our Ebenezer this morning, we can look back and we can thank the Lord. But you know, when you're standing on your Ebenezer, you can turn around and you can look forward. What an encouragement to look forward. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. As I look back, He's never let me down. He has never disappointed. He has never abandoned me. He has never failed me. Hitherto hath the Lord helped me. Can't I turn round this morning and look forward and say, hitherto is a wonderful blessing as we look forward this morning. Are there not more trials and more joys? Are there not more temptations, yet more triumphs? More prayers, more answers, more fights, more victories, more slanders, more comforts, more deep waters, more high mountains. And no matter what comes our way, one day we'll be in glory. And surely when we stand in glory, we can look back over our lifetime and say, hallelujah, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. What are you facing this morning? What are you facing as a child of God this morning? You know, you can look back and say, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And you know, you can look forward, knowing that the same God who helped yesterday is the same God who'll help you tomorrow. What are you facing as a church this morning? Can you not stand in Lurgan Baptist Church as an assembly and say, hitherto hath the Lord helped us? Has the Lord ever let you down? Has the Lord ever disappointed? Has the Lord ever abandoned? Can you not look forward and say, hitherto? Surely it helps us to look forward this morning. You know, as I think of the 17th of March, yesterday, I can look back and say, hitherto hath the Lord helped. Didn't the Lord help yesterday? As I think of the 18th of March this morning, Hebrews 13 verse 5, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is here this morning, now, today, on the 18th of March, the Lord is my helper. I can look to the 17th of March and say, the Lord hath been my helper. I can look at the 18th of March and say, the Lord is my helper. I can look to the 19th of March, if the Lord be not come in the will of the Lord, Psalm 37 verse 4, the Lord shall help them. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can you raise your Ebenezer this morning? Can you say, hitherto? You know, when we think of the word hitherto, can we not look back and say, great is thy faithfulness? When we think of the word hath, it was real. It was tangible. It's not a fairy story. It's not superficial. It's real. Hitherto hath the Lord, Jehovah, the great I Am. What an amazing fact. Hitherto hath the Lord helped. I didn't always deserve His help. I deserve to be abandoned. When I think in my life, how often I've let him down, how often I've been ashamed. How often, like Peter, have had to step outside and weep bitterly, and yet, hitherto hath the Lord helped. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us, sinners, saved by grace. What an amazing God we have this morning. Can we look back and say, hitherto hath the Lord helped us? Can we stand here this morning and say, the Lord is my helper? Can we look forward to tomorrow and say, the Lord shall help them, because he never changes? You see the review, the overview, the view, and the preview this morning. I might have mentioned this before, but I read about a young man in the United States. He was fed up with the tercentenary, the bicentennial celebrations of the American Declaration of Independence. It was 1776. This must have been 200 years later. He got so fed up, he put a little plaque up and said, nothing happened here 200 years ago. Absolutely nothing. And sometimes as God's people, it's as if God has never done anything for us. As if the Lord has done nothing for me. Can you raise your Ebenezer this morning? Can you raise it with Samuel this morning and say, here I raise my Ebenezer. Here by thy great help I've come. And I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. May the Lord help you this morning. If you're facing something, to look back and you can say, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. You know what that tells you? That he's not about to abandon you now. He'll be with you tomorrow. And he'll help you whatever comes your way. Let's just bow in a moment's prayer.